Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This is the Week in Philly, and since Donald Trump returned to the White House, federal spending cuts have been constantly in the headlines. Now, a lot of this is connected to Elon Musk's quasi-governmental agency, the Department of Government Efficiency, but the Republicans in Congress are also working to pass a budget, which is also expected to have a lot of cuts. And we want to focus on one of those cuts now as we bring in KYW's Shara Day Howard, who covered this week. Shara, one of the things believed to be on the chopping block is an LGBTQ suicide and crisis hotline, correct? Before we talk about the potential of it being eliminated, tell us about the hotline.
Right. So this hotline, there was a lot of misunderstanding when this first dropped. It was that there was actually a leak from this particular budget that has yet to be released. And the leak was that they plan on cutting the 988 suicide hotline, crisis hotline. That is not the situation. It is there. It will continue to be there. But there's a subsection that's meant just for LGBTQ youth with specialized personnel. And that is what the budget is proposing to cut. Now, this won't go through possibly or not until September. But in the meantime, you still have the opportunity to call 988 and get to that specialized LGBTQ line.
Do we know the why here? It can't be that much money being saved by the government for something like this.
I mean, that stands true to so much when this administration is looking at the LGBTQ community. Look at what they're doing with trans children. I mean, there's a small percentage of trans kids that have anything to do with sports, but they're going to blow that up and magnify it. Now people think this is a danger. It is not a danger, and neither, and nor are kids who are looking for help when they're experiencing suicide ideation. This is really important to make sure that there are enough barriers in this world, and when it gets hot outside, we don't want to have one less support system and create one more barrier.
If this does go away, are there alternatives that could fill the gap here?
Indeed. A lot of people have discussed what Canada has been doing and proposing. Canada does have a suicide hotline, and that hotline has always been available to youth here in the United States. That is going nowhere. It wasn't just created for us right now in response to this, but it is there and it is an option. And really, at this point, if you need help, get the help. Call anybody you can call. You can also call the Trevor Project. There are ways in which you can reach out. And looking for alternatives right here locally, we have the Attic Youth Center, who's been in operations for over 32 years. And admittedly, I'm one of the original kids from the Attic Youth Center. But Jasper Liam now is the executive director. And really, when he says it gets hot outside on the roads, like, they double down and they make sure the kids have what they need.
It is more important now than ever for LGBTQ youth to know that we are here, that there is a space that is safe for them. They're not just statistics, they're people's children and siblings and cousins and friends. And, you know, what we really want to look at is how do we ensure that we are providing support for all youth?
And of course, that means walk through the doors of the Attic Youth Center. If you need help, if you need counseling, if you need even a meal, they're available. So what they're not giving federally, maybe we can do locally.
Now, you also did a story this week on the Department of Government Efficiency and the sweeping cuts they have made amounting to millions of dollars in funding that was meant for the Pennsylvania arts, culture, humanities scene. Are we starting to see the impacts of these cuts? Because one of the things with a lot of these cuts is for a lot of people, they are intellectual exercises. It's hard to get your head around like what that means. But are we starting to see the impacts locally, specifically in, you know, when it comes to arts culture?
Yes, that trickle down has happened, and rather quickly. And in particular, local organizations, nonprofit and otherwise. I mean, look at the huge entity, Penn Museum. Penn Museum is expected to see a cut. They rely heavily on federal funding. And so do smaller places like the Woodmere Museum, who was expected to have $750,000 to count on from the Fed. And of course, that's no longer there.
And I would guess this impact will grow as time goes by.
Yes. Now, I spoke with Valerie Gay, who's the head of Creative Philadelphia, and she says we're experiencing some of the pains and the aftershocks quite immediately, but the rollout, we don't know how much this is really going to impact our community, but she knows only time will tell.
There's always a call to action, and I don't think we should wait until a crisis comes to be in community with each other.
And I'm sure places are looking for ways to try and replace this funding, but is that even possible? I mean, I'm sure you can find donors and maybe to fill in some gaps, but this is another thing. People don't appreciate how much so many organizations have their hand in the federal till there. And if that goes away, yeah, it changes life forever.
We're looking at millions and millions of dollars. This could change not only the complexion, but the structure of the culture and humanities in all of Pennsylvania. This is a dire situation, but this is an opportunity for community to come through. Clearly, we're not going to be able to call on our neighbor for millions of dollars. But what we can do, we know money goes nowhere. It just changes hands. So it's a matter of people who aren't being immediately impacted to kind of step up and make a priority of giving to the arts and humanities in Philly.
We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you so much, Shara. KYW Shara Day Howard joining us. We have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.